You're listening to Just Okay Gamers, where this week we'd like to congratulate Millpool on graduating high school. 3 more months before he can smoke some cigarettes, though.
Hey, thanks, guys.
No problem.
Oh, fuck, I forgot to play the intro.
Leave this.
No, leave it in, leave it in.
Just play the intro.
We're just okay and we play some games. We're just okay gamers.
That was awesome.
Episode 13.
1-3.
1-3.
In the house. My name's Guido, and I'm here with...
Nah, my name's Wally.
Hey, guys, it's Millpool.
Hey, what's up, guys? It's Nasty.
How's everyone doing?
Nah.
I'm doing okay.
Nasty's not at his computer right now. He's in Virginia.
Yeah, down in the dirty south.
How's that song go? Millpool?
Virginia.
No.
Is that the one?
The West Virginia one I'm thinking of.
Oh.
Take me home, West Virginia. Place
I belong. West Virginia.
Oh, you guys.
That's the one.
The song.
You're in a hotel lobby, right?
I am in a hotel lobby currently.
Are there any hot chicks?
Dude, there's no chicks. This is the Marine Corps base. Come on, let's be real.
Doesn't the lobby, the person that runs the lobby, what's their name? No, it's
a dude.
It's Dave.
It's Latrell.
Latrell.
Sprewell?
Yeah.
Man, his career really took a nosedive.
He's in the dumps.
Yeah, dude.
Hey, yo, I gotta host a lobby now. That's what I do.
It's his off-season job. He don't bother working out. He just works the lobby.
Well, there's a lot of stuff to talk about. We got, what do we got? We got the Xbox shit going on in general gaming. We got some league stuff, and we'll do some user voicemails. Thanks for everyone sending those. We'll get to those later. But first and foremost, if you need a Mumble server, you can go to mumbleboxes.com, all right? $5 or something. 20% off of that. And if you use the promo code JUSTOK when you're checking out.
20% off of $5? That's free.
That's huge. I know.
It works out to like a dollar total that you're paying.
I don't have a calculator, but it sounds right.
You know, I'm no doctor, but it's like they're giving them away.
So do that. Buy a Mumble server. It's cheap as fuck. Stop using Skype. We stop using Skype, so you should too. Just okay in the checkout, mumbleboxes.com.
Yep.
Yep.
And that concludes our real promos.
Now for the fake ones.
If you need to look for something online, Bing it. Go to bing.com.
Oh, God.
Wait, are we using Bing as a fake sponsor?
Yeah.
We can get Google as a fake sponsor?
No. If you can't find Bing, you go to www.google.com, you type in B-I-N-G, and it'll bring you right to it. Or I should say Bing you right to it.
They don't say that.
Oh. All right, league stuff.
Wait, what if you can't find Google?
Then you go to askjeeves.com and ask it in the form of a question.
Yeah, that's my favorite.
Where is Google?
You go into a time machine and use web crawler.
Through your ISP of Prodigy. You guys remember Prodigy?
Of course. Yeah, I do.
I had Prodigy.
I am a Prodigy.
Before that, I had CompuServe.
I still use MSN.
CompuServe. That's how the commercial went.
Was Prodigy an ISP?
Yeah, everything goes like that.
It was an ISP as well as a web content delivery service like AOL was.
Yeah.
Wasn't it like some kind of offline web or something?
It had its own intranet. I mean, there was no web yet, really.
Yeah.
Dude, do you guys remember all those AOL CDs that used to go out?
Sure. I actually have one.
Those were the shit.
One of the bullet points in the disc was, this disc contains bullet point the internet.
Hmm.
I always found that amusing.
You should save that.
Internet on a disc.
Yeah. You should save that for the future.
The entire internet.
Your kids won't even know what the disc is.
I could actually,
let alone AOL.
I know AOL 6.0 was the first browser of AOL to get access to the World Wide Web. And I had a 9600 baud modem, and the first web page I went to was for Star Trek Voyager.
To look at that sweet, sweet captain porn.
That and Babylon 5.
What's her name? Captain...
Janeway.
Yeah.
What was the first porn that you guys saw on the internet?
I can actually tell you.
I can't remember. I looked at a lot of pictures.
A lot of pictures.
Because I had broadband. Yeah. I had dial-up.
There used to be chat rooms at AOL.
Video was hard.
Like, hide and trade porn with each other in the chat room. There's also the IRC channels, too. I'm
trying to think of some of the models. They're all like Playboy pictures.
I always used to save them and thought that I was like sneaky and saved them under a file called Mike's Game, because like I would play Delta Force, and I saved those in the same place, and I was like, Mom will never find these.
Genius, pure genius.
Oh, shit. Little Mikey's making a game. I see.
Oh God, it's a pornography game.
Oh, Leisure Suit Larry. All right, we should talk about League.
Can I tell you that the name of one of the first websites I went to, though? It'll make Bill Poole laugh.
Yes.
Goop Gobblers.
Nice.
I didn't hear Bill Poole laugh.
He said, nice, I'll take it.
Gook Gobblers?
That's better than...
No, Goop Gobblers.
Gook. Oh, man.
Goop Gobblers.
That's what I heard, too.
All Asian all day.
Went to some racist website.
Racist porn. Yeah, Goop Gobblers.
That's why I was like, why is that funny? Because I heard Gook Gobblers.
Very specialized, too, for that early on in the internet.
It was
porn,
made
but
by...
racist.
For those Asian... It's for those Asian turkeys.
Have you guys ever seen racist porn?
I've participated in racist porn. You didn't know that about me?
No. Was it racist towards you or towards others?
Yeah, it was racist towards me.
I knew that about him.
It was a bunch of Eskimos like, hey, stay off our land, eh? You white devil?
While they were fucking you?
No, I had to fuck a seal.
Oh, no.
I know.
Oh, literally or figuratively?
Literally.
The singer, right?
No, I had to fuck, like... There was a crack in the cement, and they used some caulk to seal it up. I had to fuck that.
Caulk.
It was a seal.
It took me a little while.
We should talk about League.
Oh, God.
Man. What?
Probably.
Wait, what League?
Let's talk about Legends. Pornography.
Nah, porn's more fun.
LCS has been going on. We had that Super Week.
It's going on right now.
Yeah, it is.
Curse is playing Vulcan.
We just watched a solo mid tear apart Velocity.
Sweet.
And Curse is losing pretty badly right now to
Seriously?
Vulcan. Yeah. 14-2, up 8 turrets to 1.
What is with these lopsided games?
Curse is fucking up.
What is with all these big teams just fumbling the ball?
I don't know.
Except for TSM. Another
Although,
football coming.
Yeah.
CLG beat Cloud9 today. So Cloud9 is no longer undefeated.
Dethroned.
That's kind of cool.
I wouldn't say dethroned, but...
No, well, they're dethroned.
They were kind of on a high horse. I can call it what I like.
I guess you could say they got knocked down a little bit, but...
Taken down
still
a
in
peg.
First place.
Oh, they're in first.
Yeah.
Well, regardless, it's good that it's back. We got something to watch and talk about now in terms of League stuff.
I like all the new teams.
I think Tech Bargains is a terrible name.
Vulcan Tech Bargains.
Tech Bargains?
Tech Bargains.
Yeah, that's their sponsor.
Sounds like a Chinese...
It could very
it
well be.
Is a Chinese...
you can stop
like
there.
Outlet.
Could be, though. I mean, it really could be.
It most likely is.
I hope our pro team, when we get up there, it gets sponsored by Gook suckers, or what is it?
Gook goblins.
Coming up next, we have Team Curse versus Gook Gobblers.
No, it'd be Just Okay Gook Gobblers, because the sponsor always goes at the end.
Right.
Yeah. Just Okay Gook Gobblers.
Gook Gobblers taking him down one by one. That's quite a blow. Asian. Quite a blow for Gook Gobblers.
Yeah, so that means that we got to find a fifth to fill out the team that is Asian, so that way we don't have false advertising.
Yeah.
Episode 13 is going to go down as one of the more unfortunate ones, I think.
Yeah, we're going to get some comments like, oh, you said the G word.
It's going to be like, what, gobblers?
So, yeah, we have some LCS stuff that we watched. That was fun. Everybody liked it. Anything? Well, I guess we should talk about some of the switch-ups in LCS.
Yeah.
Nick Wu was kicked from Complexity.
Yeah, that's not really LCS, though, because Complexity is not in LCS.
Oh, yeah, they're not in it yet. Who is? What is this LCS news? Reyna? That's LCS news.
Sure.
All right. Kind of. There's a girl in LCS.
Not really, though. She's...
alternate?
She's back up.
Yeah, she's a sub. She's dating Don't Mash Me, who is AD for... who?
I don't know, man. Someone.
Coast? Yeah, Team Coast.
Okay.
Yeah. And she's on Coast, GGU. Too.
Yeah. Well, she's a sub, and she's like...
Wait a second. She's a submarine sandwich?
Yeah, that's right, Guido. She's a sub sandwich.
Where did they find the sentient sub sandwich?
It's not sentient. It's just a sub sandwich.
Oh, okay.
Next time you go to Subway, just order. Yeah, next time you go to Subway, just order the Reyna.
Yeah. Reyna's just sitting there. She's starting to smell.
She's starting to go bad.
Somebody might want to put her in a fridge soon.
Just so dumb.
It's awesome.
Her nickname is Meat Curtain.
Meat Curtain?
Meat.
A bologna muffin?
Bologna muffin.
That's another name for vagina, kids.
Oh, we're doing vaginas this week instead of dicks.
First racism, now we're doing the gender. Let's keep it coming.
So, yeah. So there's a girl there.
Yep.
Yeah. So, yeah, she posted this, or someone posted a YouTube video of her saying, like, hey, guys, I'm the first girl in LCS.
Yeah, I saw that.
And then everyone made fun of her.
She really sounded like, hey, guys.
Yep. As they should.
Good, they should make fun of her.
Yeah.
It's fucking stupid.
Hey, you know,
yeah. First, like, the all-girl team, and now this?
You know, an all-girl team is one thing. One girl being proud of finally breaking the gender barrier on her own is a different thing. In my opinion. Unless she's, like, really flaunting it.
Yeah, it's probably...
I mean, I'm all for it. I'm all for, like, girls playing in the LCS, but... You know, if you're just going to get put on a sub team and never play, or be on a sub for a team and never play, do you really consider that being in the LCS, quote unquote?
That's true.
Yeah.
You know, I'd say that the first girl to actually play in a match in the LCS would be the first girl in the LCS.
Yeah.
So don't discredit that girl when she actually gets to that point.
Yeah, there you go.
Mm-hmm. It'll be fun to watch her if she ever plays a match.
And then if she does, then I'll retract my statement.
Oh, God. What if she started crying if they lost?
Got all emotional halfway through the game.
No, that won't happen. We gotta be better towards the women.
Wow.
Yeah, we're not disrespecting women. It's just the only reason she got put on the team is because she's dating their AD carry. That's why everyone was making fun of it, because it was, like, illegitimate.
What? Does she have a ranking?
And that's...
In solo queue, she's in diamond. I think she's diamond 3. So she's, like, she could kick all of our asses.
Okay, there you go.
Yeah.
I mean, she could kick our asses. I mean, yeah.
I'll cool. kick your ass, sea bass.
Yeah, your ass is grass, and I'm the lawnmower.
Yeah, see? Yeah.
So, do we have any favorites? Favorites for this season, since it's underway? Who do you guys want to win? Who do you guys want to win, and who do you think is going to win?
So early, still.
Well, you got to have a favorite. Who are you rooting for?
Coast.
Coast?
Yeah.
I like Coast.
I was behind them since the beginning. I might as well keep on the gravy train.
Yeah. I like Dig.
Yeah. I was going to say Dig, too. I've always liked Dig, though. They're the quiet team that, you know, they don't really flaunt their victories. They aren't, like, big egos, and they've been around, you know, just as long as CLG or TSM.
I should probably mention that Nintendude is from my hometown.
Oh.
That's another reason.
That makes sense.
So, I'm glad you mentioned it.
That's one other reason why I like him. He's from Toledo, dude. I'm from Toledo. I think it's cool.
Oh, my God.
That guy that's on that podcast is from my hometown. His name's Nasty.
Wow.
Famous.
Wow.
Do you know him?
I know him. Yeah. I met him once.
Toledo ain't exactly a big city, is all I'm saying.
Wild Turtle is from Toronto.
Ah.
Toronto's cool. A large city.
I bet you a million people are from Toronto.
Yeah. There's like 7 million.
Yeah. See?
Gotcha.
Told ya.
So...
I want Curse to do better because they're, I think, 1-6 now. They just lost. Or 1-7.
Yeah, what happened to them?
They're not living Elements up to their left. Potential.
Yeah, Elements left and they just seem to have gone to shit.
Well, they brought in Edward like 2 days before the season started. So they were just saying like they're going to have a rough start, but I don't think anyone thought it would be this bad.
Huh.
Yeah, this is really rough. For any team. I mean, if we went 1-6 in a day, we would be like, yo, fuck this. I'm never playing this game again. And they're doing it publicly.
Yeah. What's that noise, Millpool? Yeah.
What?
Stop moving your mouse or something.
Sorry, guys. Sorry.
It sounds like you got a rock tumbler going in the background.
It's actually his dryer.
All right. LCS stuff over and done with. We're done talking about it. Don't bring it up ever again until next week.
Yeah, shut up.
What is this image in the file?
I saw that too.
I'll describe
it. That's screwed up. Yeah, please do.
It's a picture I found.
It's Caitlyn with her cop uniform skin on.
Yep.
Sitting on her knees, like with her knees spread out kind of behind her. Her butt on the ground and her feet behind her. And that's it.
Yeah. I don't know why.
You forgot one key word.
I don't know why I was so taken back. I guess I just didn't expect to see an image.
No, Guido, she doesn't
have one key word.
She doesn't have pants on.
What? She doesn't?
No.
Oh, I have to scroll down for a minute. Hold on. Let me scroll down.
And she's a tranny.
What? A transformer?
Yep.
Nah, it's just a fella that likes to dress up like Caitlyn. He has a lot of fun doing it, so makes him excited in his nether region. And, all right. Master Yi's getting a rework.
No what? More pizza feed for Master Yi.
Yeah. He's getting an ability rework and an overhaul on his images and stuff.
I like this.
Yeah, they need to do it quicker for more champs.
Yeah.
Right.
I mean, they kind of did it with Ashe this last patch. You know, they kind of updated her passive a little. She didn't get a full rehaul, but, you know, I think the next person that needs it almost is going to be Sivir.
I'm talking more on the graphical side of things.
Oh.
They need to release them quicker. Some of those champs are really starting to show their age.
Yeah.
And who have they done so far? They did Ashe and Annie. And now Master Yi.
Sivir. Sivir got a visual rework.
Did they? I don't think they did.
Yeah, they updated it. She was one of the first ones, remember? Because they redid her splash art. And then they also did a update on her visual. It wasn't like the new stuff, but it was like one of the first ones that they redid. Because she was looking like a man.
Is there anyone that you guys think needs a rework before anyone else? In terms of visually?
No.
Heimer?
Good stuff, guys.
I mean, I don't know.
Heimer, I think, needs a full rework, though.
Yeah. They just need to delete him and start over.
No.
No?
What do you mean, no?
No.
You like his play right now?
No.
Who are you talking about? No, you don't like his play, or no, you do like his play?
No.
You're really bringing the fire, Millpool, to this podcast. Wow. Look out.
I like to be controversial.
Look out, Fox News.
Clearly.
Millpool needs a job.
Just a show where I just say no.
No.
Nope.
I don't know. In terms of splash art, I could say the first person that needs it is fucking Shen.
Yeah.
With his giant stupid hand and his sausage fingers. It looks like looks like I drew it back in eighth grade.
Did you?
I did, actually, yeah.
Before Poppy. The game was out?
Yeah, before the game. I named him Shen, and it was a ninja, and I sent it into... I sent it to some dude.
I think...
just some guy.
Yep. I think Poppy could use some splash art.
Yes.
This is a lot of champs.
Yeah.
In the game? Yeah, there are.
Yeah. That's my point. It's like over 100.
That just goes to show like how far League has come though since its release.
Yeah.
Show that.
What?
Teemo stream. There's a Teemo stream that the developers or the engineers made, right?
Yeah. Some engineers at Riot put together.
Just goes to show you that everyone hates Teemo.
It's an endless stream of Teemo dying.
It's alright.
Yeah, it's pretty funny.
Is it a loop?
No, it's. I think it shows like live games.
Oh, wow.
I think.
It's a combination of recordings and live games that never stops.
Yeah.
Huh. Have you watched it for more than an hour?
I watched it for 30 minutes.
Well, maybe it loops after an hour. You ever think of that?
Anybody Batman? Who watches that for an hour must really fucking hate Teemo and have a lot of nothing to do.
Yeah. I like Teemo.
Yep.
That's all we got for the Teemo stream. Go watch it at www.teemofuckingstreamidontgiveashit.com.
Wow.
Josh, let's move on to general gaming, huh?
We're done with that.
Wait, I can play the segue now.
Segue music.
God, it's so hard to find.
Just play anything.
Just play. Play the first soundbite you have.
No, because the first one I had just hovered over was the third episode of our podcast.
That's fine.
It's fine. Do it.
That's a good segue.
The entire episode.
Yeah, whatever. We don't need a segue. General gaming.
That's, yeah.
I think number one with the bullet, I think everyone would agree, is Microsoft backpedaling on the DRM and everything.
Yeah, this is big news. This is why we're all here.
Hashtag Xbox 180, am I right, guys?
Yeah, hashtag deal with it.
Microsoft couldn't deal with it.
Yeah. They are getting rid of the always on and letting people or selling physical discs or something right now.
Well, they always were going to be physical discs, but now they're literally going to work like they always have. Because previously it was a license attached to the disc. And now it's going to be like any other disc you've always had for any console ever.
Yeah. Okay. Okay.
You're losing a lot with this, too. I mean, they're taking away a lot of the features that they were touting by doing this.
Yeah. Like, you can't have your 10 friends slash family that you can just share games with. That's gone. And the feature where you can just log into your Xbox and play games from any other Xbox is also gone.
You know, you can't. Yeah, you can't sharing all the cloud-based stuff is just going to crap.
Yeah.
If you scratch a game disc without installing it ahead of time, you can't just pull it from the cloud.
Right, you always have to have the game disc.
I mean, it's basically keeping us in the Stone Age because some people wet their pants about the system checking itself once a day on the internet.
Yeah.
Yeah. This sucks.
I felt like they like some crazy hypocrites. Because yeah, if you listened to a week ago, you guys were like, oh my fucking God!
Actually, if you listened to a week ago, I had a very rational argument about how this might be Microsoft leading us into a progressive future if they play their cards right.
Yeah, right. But it was also you like touting that there were a lot of bad ideas, which there were. But
there were some bad ideas, but I also said I could have been wrong, and this might be the medicine we need, the jagged pill. But unfortunately, I think the pill might have been too much for the industry to swallow.
Yeah. I mean, either way, it's heading towards a digital future, and that's what Microsoft had in mind when they put all this DRM stuff in place.
Exactly.
But they were just kind of, they're too far ahead of where the market is.
They were trying to be like, where are we going to be 7 years from now? Nobody else really could see that.
Yeah. Well, it's tough that's for...
what you get.
I mean, the really strict DRM stuff is tough to just put on a whole consumer base.
I don't know. I think that's what the PS4 is for.
What do you mean?
If you don't like it, and if you can't use it, there's a PS4 for you.
Or you can stick it to 360.
Yeah, that's pretty much what... Yeah, that's exactly what Microsoft
said. I know that's what they said, and now I'm starting to appreciate why, even though I didn't get it at first. Because now, I'm somebody who lives in a suburban area. I'm part of what I would consider myself a sizable demographic that could embrace these changes. My internet does not go out. I don't lose power, unlike Toronto. And... I mean, I could use this. I think I appreciate it. But now I'm being told, no, you can't. I have no option now. They're both exactly the same. And I think that's the sad part. It's lose-lose.
Well, it is.
The console community is all just a bunch of, they want to keep things where they're at, and that's why I don't feel like it's ever going to really advance to the full potential that it has.
I don't know. The consoles aren't out yet. Like, you know, the stuff isn't out yet. Once stuff comes out, I mean, there's going to be more of a focus on digital, digital sales, hopefully. And hopefully they'll take advantage of that and, like, you know, start discounting that stuff like Steam does. If they make people, go towards those digital sales instead of physical sales, then, you know, they can start implementing some of that DRM stuff more organically instead of just forcing it on everyone before the system is even out.
Yeah. And by the time that Xbox 2 comes out in 7 years, then they'll be able to implement what they wanted to implement in the Xbox 1.
Right. Xbox 2.
yeah, I don't know. It just gives them time to slowly add the stuff that they wanted to add at release.
And, you know, there are people out there who had a valid point. I don't want to dismiss the people who live in areas where the internet's spotty or military people who can't keep their connection up. I wish there was a middle ground for this, but I just don't think the solution was depriving everyone of choice.
Yeah. Well, there needed to be an option. Choice.
Yeah, and I think that's the thing that most people are pissed off about is that there was no options at all, like, before. It was like, you do it our way or you don't do it at all, and there was no...
Well, the other option was getting a PS4, even though that's a terrible, terrible, terrible option.
Yeah, well, and that's a terrible option for them to be saying, too, because it's awful.
But now they nuked everything, and there's no choices for anybody.
I think they went too far with it, like...
Both
the fact
ways?
That you couldn't play games if you didn't have the online check, like, why can't it, if you have the disc and you don't have internet, why can't it just check it off the disc?
Agreed.
Why isn't that an option?
Well, and
why
that's
wasn't
what I was,
that an option?
that's kind of what I was saying to people. It's like, look, Steam has it, so that way you download it, and you know, you it just updates, and then you can play it right there in offline mode. I mean, I'm doing that right now with my laptop, and I don't have that good of an internet connection, so I just updated some games before I left, and now I can play here, and I don't have to worry about any of that other bullshit.
Well, you both raise a valid point, because some people have noticed that some of the features that they're pulling don't really need to be pulled. Like some of the DRM stuff, like downloading a game and sharing it with your friends and stuff, and some of the minor things, they didn't have to pull them, but they did. And some people were wondering if this is just punitive from Microsoft for forcing their hand to do this.
Yeah, that's what it came off.
I feel like this is kind of Microsoft being like, fine, we're just trying to make it better, but fuck you guys. If you don't want to like open your minds a little bit, then we're just going to give you the exact same thing that PS4 has given you. We'll go back to this like, you know, arms race of do you like PlayStation or do you like Xbox? Because both are the exact same fucking thing.
Yeah.
The games, though. The games are different.
That is true.
I mean, that's the one thing that separates them now, pretty much.
And $100.
Yeah, and a connection. Yeah.
And the PS4 actually has faster memory speed.
Oh.
Wally, did you read anywhere that the Xbox Kinect had to be attached to it and had to always be on?
Yes, I believe that was part of it.
Yeah, that's true. It's even on when the machine's off, I guess.
I think they changed some of those policies. I think it always has to be connected, but I'm not sure if it has to be on.
Well, it's always on so that you can go, Xbox, on!
Yeah, see, right, that's part of the... Microsoft dropped the ball on communicating this effectively, because everything you guys just said is absolutely right. It's all of those things. It's always on, but in the sense of having to be on to respond to your commands, not checking the internet. It checks the internet just once a day, and that's the only mandatory connectivity it requires.
Hmm. Well, let's shoot ourselves in the foot some more. I'll just be playing my PC.
I'm heavily tempted to play PC gaming master race.
Yeah, I mean, they're just like, they're asking for PC gaming to catch up right now.
Well,
especially at those kind of prices.
Pray for the day that they make games for PC and port them to Xbox or PS3.
That will never happen.
It might happen.
I hope it does, though.
It used to. Remember Diablo and StarCraft?
Yeah, that used to be the case.
They ported them to N64 and shit. Yeah, you're right.
Maybe one day.
Nope.
Especially as components come down in price more and more.
If it wasn't for console game exclusives, I'm seriously tempted to just build a Steam box upstairs and use that.
Yeah, or you could just wait for Steam to build a Steam box.
I know that's coming.
Yeah, I'm honestly going to look into a Steam box when one comes out, probably.
I'm not. I have a Steam box.
Yeah, it's called your computer, I get that.
The only thing I have against the Steam box, the one that they're making, is that it's a little underpowered for me. I would like to have a proper PC that can game upstairs a little bit.
Yeah, just hook a PC up to your computer.
Bingo.
What did they say?
TV. I know.
TV.
I'm going to build... TV, Xbox, TV, sports.
Hook a PC up to your computer.
Shut up, no pool.
No.
Did they say anything about the Steambox about being able to like upgrade from there, or is it just going to be strictly like a console where you get what you get and there's no going anywhere?
It's a proprietarily designed modular-based PC that looks something like the Ouya.
Okay.
So it's more of a PC than it is anything else, but I don't think you can do much upgrading to it. I think it doesn't have very powerful schematics, but since it's designed to just stream content in games, it may not need it like Windows-based PCs do.
Yeah, true. Especially if it's just going to have their Steam big overlay or whatever the heck that's called.
Yeah.
I see a lot of hate on the Ouya.
That's because it's less powerful than contemporary cell phones.
Yeah.
I just retweeted something today from Jeff Gerstmann of GiantBomb.com saying he held an Ouya controller in his hands for the first time today, and he said it felt like shit.
Maybe it really was.
That'll happen.
It could have been.
Dude,
general consensus.
It's $99.
Yeah.
It's $99, though. I mean, like, you kind of get what you pay for, right?
Well, that's what suckered everybody in. But I think the general consensus in the gaming industry community is that it was a rainmaker. It was never meant to be good.
Right. The Rainmaker.
Well, I mean, like the
Dream River?
Rainmaker.
What mill?
Like, the people who made the Yu-Gi-Oh, did they have any experience? I don't think they had any experience making consoles or anything.
They threw up a Kickstarter, and they were engineers or something, but they didn't have, like, gaming industry knowledge.
Yeah.
Well, in that case, it did all right.
Well,
shot in the dark.
Kickstarter's Kickstarter, man. A fool and his money are parted if you're not careful.
Yeah. Well, do you guys remember that one console? Stop moving your mouse. Do you guys remember that one console that hooked up to your TV and it was
Phantom?
No.
Commodore 64.
No. Keep going. It hooks up to your TV.
Are you talking
the Jaguar?
No. All right. The first part of it is it hooks up to your TV.
Right. Nintendo 64.
No, it played what? Over the network games that were being processed on a cloud server.
Oh, the cloud one.
On Live.
On Live.
Whatever happened to that?
It was shit.
Was yeah. It? I think
that one. It was shit.
Yeah, I don't know. I heard good things about it initially, but it just wasn't sustainable for whatever reason.
The largest objection to OnLive was that they were unable to stream the game in a high enough bandwidth resolution for people to think it was worth playing. It was too cloudy.
Bro. Huh.
Sorry.
No, it's okay. It was a pay-as-you-go model, and that didn't work. Then they did like a volunteer payment thing, and that didn't work. I think it still might be out there, actually. I don't know. Remember GameTap?
No.
Never mind. It's like that, too.
Well, that's kind of one of the features that Microsoft is touting with the Xbox One, that they're going to have with, like, MMOs. They're going to do, like, cloud computing.
But that's a good thing, though.
And other games. That's one of the reasons why they want to have people always connected, so they can do cloud computing.
Exactly.
So some of the... You know, some features in games will be computed, you know, by servers instead of the client.
I'm sure the technology is a bit more advanced than OnLive's was in execution.
Mm-hmm.
It's your augment- but no, it has to be by the sheer nature of the progression of time. The localized hardware is faster than what they had when they first started in the base model of OnLive.
Yeah, I mean, OnLive as a concept, I think, can totally work. They might have just been a little bit ahead of their time.
They were. They were arguing that if you could browse the internet, you could use OnLive, which I think is a bit of a bold claim.
Yeah.
Well.
So, Mill, kind of going back, I know I don't want to backtrack too much, but Leah's big thing is that you can, like, take it apart and actually, like, be a part of whatever the console is. So that's probably why the controller felt like shit, because it literally comes apart.
You can be a part of the console?
I am not only
No.
IR1.
Syntax error. Must eliminate.
Exterminate.
You guys are all a bunch of jackasses.
Doctor!
I hate you all.
Why would you want to eliminate it immediately? Be the first error?
Well, you're playing shooting games.
Oh. Are you?
I don't know.
Exfoliate!
Doctor Who fans will understand.
Yes.
Well, let's move on.
Okay.
To the Steam stuff.
There's a rumor.
There's a rumor.
This actually ties in really closely to what we were talking about.
It does.
It does.
Does it?
Yes, it does.
Nope, it doesn't.
Steam
Sick.
Is...
it kind of
does. Somebody found some code in the Steam client that implies that people will start being able to let their friends borrow games that they own the license to.
Oh, God, I hope that's true.
For like a few minutes or a day or something?
The duration of time is up to conjecture, but the code clearly seems to indicate that sharing a game is its end goal.
Well, this is kind of what Xbox was talking about being able to do. Is that
it's exactly what the Xbox was supposed to be doing until they fucked it.
Exactly. It's just like with ebooks. If you have them like on a Nook, or I think it's Nook, that you can borrow them to other people, and while that person's reading it, you can't read it. But once that person like closes out, then you can read it again.
I'm sure Valve is laughing right now at all the shitstorm going on because they're planning exactly one of the features that Microsoft was trying to beat them to the punch to.
And now they're completely getting rid of it.
Huh.
Or maybe they're only planning it in case Microsoft implemented that and it was a big hit.
Yeah.
Yeah, but knowing Valve and Gabe, they're going to give it to us.
You know Gabe?
Knowing them in the...
you don't know Gabe?
Knowing them in the sensual sense.
Yeah, we friends.
You don't know Gabe?
Yeah, I'd like to borrow people's stuff. Even if I can't play it for like a day or something.
That'd be sweet. I mean, like all the games that you have, Guido, that I've been saying that I want to get, I'd just be like, yo, let me borrow that shit. And then I would play it like 2 weeks after you're done playing it.
You're going to have him knocking on your door every day.
Yeah.
What do you mean knocking on his door? I'm going to just pick up the phone and call him. It's not like I got to go over there and get a disc or something.
No,
it's a metaphor, you fool.
Well, now yeah,
I'm going to come over.
Yep.
Oh, I do. I got to come over just to knock so you can give me a piece of paper with a code on it.
And then he can say, I'm the one who knocks.
What's that? Fair enough.
Breaking Bad.
Oh.
I'm going to do that next time that we work together and you're sitting in the office.
All right. Fine.
Good.
Fine. I hope you do.
Be that way.
Twitch does some shit with their network. Whatever.
Twitch upgraded their network.
Time Warner people, you get some shit. Europeans.
Dude, about fucking time,
you get
dude.
Some stuff, too.
Time Warner has been taking it on the chin with Twitch a little bit.
Yeah. Every time I try and stream something, it fucks up from Twitch.
Sure. This will really
so
actually
I have to go to YouTube, which is like 20 seconds behind.
And shitty.
It's not shitty. Because like
you can't even see. You can't see what everybody's saying in Twitch chat.
Who cares? Twitch chat is
Twitch
fucking
chat is
cesspool.
Worst.
Twitch chat's the worst.
Yeah, why
dude,
do you want to
Twitch
see that?
Chat. You're I love Twitch looking terrible. At all the idiots that play League.
You're one of them.
You all know I am. You all know how I initially read this? Is that Twitch was coming up with something to put on Time Warner cable. Like, to bring to the cable boxes.
Oh, like TV.
Kind of like an app, yeah. Kind of like they have on the Roku boxes and stuff.
No.
No, that's not it. Sorry.
Yeah.
Man. It'd be cool.
I know, I was kind of excited. It would. I was like, holy shit, it's about time. Esports is getting their way into the cable business. And
wait.
They shit on my dreams.
Let's just make up that news right now.
Yep.
This just in.
Twitch is coming to Time Warner Cable boxes near you.
It's channel
in your living room.
Channel 42. You can watch Twitch. It's just a random 42 stream.
Zero.
Why does it have to have a zero?
Because I thought so. No, it's 20. Like it's like one of those one of those NFL packages, you know, where like where they give you the option to like pick. It would work, right? Like NFL Today or the golf package or whatever, where they give you like 8 streams and then you get to pick which one you want to watch.
Yeah, except 4 people would probably buy it because everyone can watch it on their goddamn TVs or on their computers and their cell phones and everything.
Well, you
wouldn't,
they wouldn't need to buy
I'm going to pay $250 a year to watch Twitch on the cable box.
You wouldn't need
box.
To buy it at all.
Are you?
Twitch,
you're gonna
Twitch
do
pays. Twitch would pay for itself. Like they would pay Time Warner for it because of the ads that the ad rev that they're getting.
So
look,
Twitch
I actually have a really good idea here, and you guys are shitting on me.
It's not an idea. This is real. It's happening.
Oh,
Don't
yeah,
you read the news?
That we broke.
Wow.
Sorry, I was spacing. I was looking at my new Twitch app on my Time Warner, and I was spacing out.
Sorry, I'm trying to rush through it so we can get to these listener voicemails.
Yeah. Let's get to it.
Fuck it, let's do it.
Well, Let's talk about Last of Us.
Okay.
We still got a little bit of time.
I've been enjoying it.
I like it too. Nice review of Last of Us. All right, let's move on.
I don't want to spoil anything yet. It's still pretty fresh.
Yeah, so it's fresh.
I've been waiting to ask you guys this. Is it a must-buy? Like, I saw a lot of hyperbole kind of when it came out that it was like game of the generation. You must experience this. Every game is going to change going forward.
I don't know about that. It doesn't really add any gameplay features. Yeah,
I think there was some hyperbole there, but it's really a solid game. It's a good solid story. Yeah, really good story. Did you like the Drake series?
Uncharted. I didn't finish the second one.
Well, imagine a horror movie made by them with an awesome story. It's not really even horror. It's like suspense, dark thriller. I don't know. It has me white-knuckled a lot of the time, and I haven't felt this way in a long time.
Yeah. I'll probably get it. I'll probably play it. It's just that I saw so much hype about it. I always get, like, hesitant about those kind of games. When I see, like, so much obvious hyperbole, it's like, this game cannot possibly... No game could possibly live up to this.
I think Two Souls will be the game that will be really cool to look at when it comes out.
Yeah, I'm excited for that game too.
But this game is definitely a good buy.
Yeah, I'd recommend it. Maybe wait. I mean, there's no rush to get into it.
No, yeah, none at all.
Have you guys tried the multiplayer?
No, I have not.
I'm gonna do what Guido said and not play until I finish the first person player.
What is the multiplayer? Is it like Uncharted style, or is it like co-op?
Can't even answer that.
It's faction based. There's two factions. You can actually integrate it with your Facebook. So parts of your members of the party of the faction that you start with are your friends from Facebook. They like take their names and stuff, and you lead your little band of people harvesting what they can find from this landscape while dodging monsters. And then while you're doing this, you're also competing for resources in real time with opposing factions' team. And it's an ongoing level of success. And they're promising that whatever you eventually end up putting together in multiplayer, when you play with friends, figuratively or literally, will have an effect in the single-player world, but I don't know necessarily what that means.
I don't know. I'll probably one-shot it, play it for maybe 30 minutes, and then never pick it up again. I just can't get into that kind of... Well, console multiplayers. I don't like using a controller.
Console multiplayer is not my bag.
And, like, I tried Tomb Raider multiplayer, which is kind of similar, I think. A little bit, except for the building resources and stuff. It's more shooting each other. But
console multiplayer FPS and third-person FPS to me is like a bunch of floppy dildos running around. Firing guns. It's
hard for me to get into, but I'll give it a shot.
Third person FPS.
Third person action combat?
Yeah. That sounds about right.
Right.
All right. Is that good for Last of Us?
Mm-hmm.
I'll go buy it off of you guys.
It's for the PS3. Yeah, you can borrow it. You gotta knock on my door.
Come and knock on my door.
Hey, Mel. Yep. I'll go physically rent it or borrow it for you, and then I'll just mail it to you.
Sweet.
You don't have a PS3. Why would I borrow it to you?
That's what I'm saying. I'm going to borrow it for Mel, and then...
Borrow it to you?
Yeah, that's right.
Borrow it to you?
Yeah, that's right. Don't think about it.
Borrow it to you?
To you?
I borrowed it at you.
I'm going to have sex at you.
Latrell Spiro. I love the way he talks.
I just saw Latrell walk by.
Let's get to the questions. I want to hear these questions.
He just waved at me.
Okay. So last week we asked voicemail. Listeners to send in questions.
Yeah. We got a few. Right?
What?
Yep. Yeah. I mean, nope.
What?
Yeah, we got six, it looks like. So I guess I haven't listened to any of these. I don't think you guys listened to any of them.
No.
They're all sent to our email, justokgamers@gmail.com. And I'll just go down the list and start playing them. How's that sound?
Go down the list.
All right. Here's the first one.
Yeah, hey, this is Andy. I just want to know what your guys' favorite game is of all time. I mean, mine would have to be Call of Duty. I like the guns in the game on shooting stuff. All right, I like the podcast.
Well, thanks, Andy.
The 8-year-old from New Jersey.
Thanks, Andy. favorite game of all time?
Is favorite game of all time, yeah. Huh.
Pokemon.
Baldur's
Red
Gate.
For Game Boy Color.
Baldur's Gate.
Baldur's Gate 2, The Shadows of Om.
God, the game I'm most nostalgic about and just remember awesome times is EverQuest, the original.
Okay, yeah, that was good memories.
Yeah, like running around in that desert outside of Kanos, or no, Freeport. God, South, it was like South Freeport, and then there's the desert, I forgot the name. And just seeing that giant, the sand giant for the first time, and being like, what the fuck? And then begging people for platinum. to be 14 again.
Yeah, no
so
kidding.
Much fun.
I remember the website when the music would play. I was a level 5 bard, and I remember making friends and having little misadventures, corpse runs.
Yeah,
camping shit.
What was the place with the gnolls called? God, BB. It was BB. Blackboro. Butchers.
It was Blackboro. Yeah.
All right. Whatever. That's a fun game. No,
big bitches.
Yes, it's standard for big bitches, Mike. I mean, nasty.
Oh, whoa.
Do multiplayer games count?
Yeah. It's a game,
know.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah, he said favorite game of all times. I mean, fuck, you could say a board game.
Guido.
What?
Butcher Block Mountains is what you were thinking of.
No. It's not Butcher Block Mountains. It's Blackboro.
It was Blackboro, but you said Butcher. And that's probably what you were
confusing. Yeah, Butcher Block you had to run through to get from Kanos to Freeport.
Yeah. Sorry.
All right. Millpool? Just say EverQuest and we'll move on.
I never played EverQuest.
Oh.
I'm going to say Dodgeball.
Dodgeball's your favorite game ever?
Yeah.
But are you talking about the arcade game?
No.
Are you good not at kick dodgeball? The
can? Eh. Kick the can was a lot of fun, too.
Wait, you're not especially even at that night? Good at dodgeball?
I used to be. I haven't played it in a while.
You used to be really good at dodgeball.
I used to be okay.
I doubt that.
Wow.
You have glasses.
It's really accusatory right there.
No kid with glasses is ever good at dodgeball.
Yeah, didn't Millpool suck at, or not Millpool, fucking Millhouse suck at dodgeball in The Simpsons?
Yeah, that's true. I used to
and
be good,
and his glasses
though.
Continuously got broke?
Were you a good catcher? Did you catch it well?
I used to be good at dodgeball.
Of course.
Oh. I was small and limber.
Ah.
Dodge.
All right. Should we go to the next question?
Yeah. Thanks for that, Timmy.
No, it was Andy.
Yeah, Billy.
Oh, Andy.
I think his email was andy@gmail.com if anyone wants to reply to him.
He got that.
Wow,
right?
He was. That was early, dude. Early,
he's
early
such a
on.
Young kid. That's impressive.
All right, here's a question, the second one.
Hello, gentlemen. This is Professor Hillstone. And my question is, in the League of Legends, do you think that it's better to learn one role really well or to play all the roles equally? Thank you. And my second question is for Nasty. I was wondering if I could poop on your chest, as it is the only way I can achieve climax. Thank you, gentlemen. Goodbye.
I wonder what he's a professor of.
I don't know. Jesus
apology,
Christ.
Apparently.
Yeah.
I don't want to know what he's a professor of.
I guess Well, let's answer the first question. Do you want me to? And then we'll give it to Nasty.
Yeah, he needs some time to think about that, I think.
Yeah, I do. I need to come up with a hard answer here.
So he asked, should you play a role or should you play a bunch of different champs? One champ or a bunch?
Yeah.
Or a role?
Is it better to focus on one role or every role?
Oh.
Or to play every role, I guess.
I think for me, it's good to get a nice base in every role, at least with like three champs each. That's what I would do personally. But I'm so far past that point because I know everybody now.
So good.
What about you guys?
Yeah, I'd agree with that.
Yeah.
I think it's good to switch around.
Yeah, Wally.
Kind of know how to do everything.
Hey. I
yeah, Wally.
Everybody wants.
I feel like there's two different
everybody
points.
Everybody wants support.
Yeah. I'll do another one, man. I don't care.
Another support? Two supports?
I'll do whatever you guys want.
Alright.
But yeah, so I think that I started off doing just one role, and then from there, as I started playing more games, branched out, which seemed to help just kind of at least have like a go-to where when I would have a bunch of shitty games in a row and then I would be a horrible player that I am, then I would have like a go-to to make myself feel better.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Do that.
Do what you want.
Nasty, you got to answer the question. Second.
Okay.
So he wants to know if he can poop on your chest.
Yes,
because
I understood that.
Why?
It's
why
the only
he
way
say?
He can get off. Is that what he said?
Oh, okay.
It's the only way he can achieve climax.
I wonder if it's like he has to poop on Nasty's specific chest.
That's what it sounded like.
Like that's the only way he can get off. Like you can poop on.
How old is this guy?
My chest, but it wouldn't get him off.
Oh, he's a professor.
This guy is?
He's a professor, yeah. So yeah, he's had to be in school for quite some time. He's got to be at least 40, but he sounded like in his 60s, like, maybe 70s.
Yeah, he sounded like in his 60s, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's an old man. He probably can't get it up anyway, so fuck him.
Well, all right.
I was gonna consider maybe doing like some saran wrap idea, but you know what? He's probably not gonna even get off anyway, so what's the point?
Yeah. He'd still get off. He can just pop some Viagra. I'm sure he has ways.
Oh, I'm sure.
All right. Should we move to the next question?
I'm done.
Sure.
All right. I'm
done.
Boom. All right. Here's the next question.
Hello. My name is Robert. What's the status of Plato's penis? Because I haven't heard about his penis in a while. Thank you.
Oh.
Guido's penis hasn't been brought up lately.
Bobby always sends me stuff like asking about my penis.
You know what? I was kind of wondering that too.
I was thinking of making a Twitter account called Guido's Peepee.
You should do it.
At Guido's Peepee. And then everybody can get their goddamn their status updates on my dick.
Their updates? Leaking acid.
Yeah. So right now it's good. I built a slight contraption to hold the knife, so it's like a sheath now. I have a leather sheath on my dick.
Wait, you just built this recently?
Wow. This is very elaborate.
Yeah. I couldn't get the logistics right because my dick is 3 football fields long. So, you know, getting that much leather, too, is rough.
Yeah, that's a lot of cows.
Didn't you say you were working on, like, a chastity safe for it or something?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I thought of that, but I kind of threw it to the wayside. Just because a safe is so hard to get into when I got to pee and stuff. So, yeah, that's pretty much the status, Robert, on my pee-pee.
Cool.
Yeah. All right. Should we do the next question?
Sure.
Yeah, let's hear it.
Yeah.
Hello, this is Seal Calm from Millpool. I heard that you did quite the performance on the podcast a couple of weeks back, and I was looking for a backup singer, and just wondering if you'd ever consider it.
Did he say backup singer-ed?
I was amazed at how much Seal sounds like Nasty.
Yeah, that's pretty surprising.
Oh my god. For real? Is this real, Guido?
It's an email we got. If it's real or not, I don't know.
Oh man. Wow.
It does say sealed. It was sealed.uk, right?
Yeah, sealed.uk at gmail.com. He did. I don't know why he has a Gmail account, but...
He did say his name is Seal.
Yeah, he said his name is Seal. In the signature of his email, it says, I got scars on my face, bitch.
That's him.
That must be true.
That's Seal.
At Scarface Twitter.
Wow.
So,
oh man, I don't know what to say. I
say yes. I mean, yeah, tour with Seal.
But I mean, I'm probably gonna have to leave the podcast, guys.
No big loss.
Yeah, it's whatever.
It's whatever. You are Millpool. After all, you are Millpool. So
yeah.
All right. Yes.
Okay.
Peace.
See ya, Millpool.
See ya, Mill. Bye.
Bye, guys.
Well, you can do it. We'll finish this podcast out and then go find him.
Oh, yeah.
Go find Seal.
Yeah, I'll go look for him.
All right. Here is the next one.
Hello, gentlemen. This is Dr. Hilltooth. And my question is, how do you feel about Nintendo right now amidst all the talk between Microsoft and Sony going on? Thank you for answering that in advance. And
I think he has a second question. Maybe we should wait to listen to that.
Yeah.
Nah, let's see what he has to say.
Nasty, I was listening to the show. I really feel like you should let the previous caller, the professor, defecate on your chest.
Nice.
I mean, be a sport. Come on. Thank you, gentlemen, and goodbye.
Wow. Let me poop on your chest.
I don't know how you heard that.
They must be... Well, one of them is a doctor, one of them is a professor. They must be associates of some sort.
Oh, yeah, that makes sense. I didn't think of that.
Or it's just the same dude.
What?
It could be the same dude.
No, it didn't sound anything alike to me.
They sounded a little bit similar. One of them's name was Professor Hillstone. And the other ones was Dr.
Hilltool.
Hillstool, I think.
Hillstool? And what was the other
Hillstool.
One?
Hilltool.
Hillstool and Hilltool?
I don't remember their names.
Are they brothers?
I don't either. They might be.
That's weird.
Well, even if they're brothers, why is he looking out for him in a sexual way? Like, if my brother approached me and was like, dude, like, I called this podcast to ask for someone to shit on my chest. Can you just call them too and ask again for me? I'd probably look at them really weird. And that's it.
And then you do it?
Walk away.
Yeah, and then I'd probably do it. What is the first question? Oh, yeah. What do we think of Nintendo?
Fuck them.
What does anyone think of Nintendo? Really?
I don't care.
They've gone to shit.
Everybody has the info on the Nintendo, the Wii U. So, and, like, if anyone that was going to get it, they would have already gotten it. I feel. It's got a big old honking stupid controller. It's like a DS for your TV.
I just don't feel like I'm part of their target anymore, so it really doesn't matter to me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
Go. I'll probably get a Wii U when the price comes down.
Yeah, what's your price?
Fuck Wii U's.
I don't know, like $200.
$100.
$100.
$100, baby, y'all.
All right. Let's go to the last question. It's the final one.
You Oklahoman boys.
Oh, shit.
I just wanted you to know that I'll be after you for a while now. I know you're there, and I know you listen to these voicemails. So, I'm gonna be coming for you real soon. You bet your Oklahoman asses.
I'm so scared.
This is lowercase x, capital X. Killer.
Oh.
69.
You can cut
capital
him.
X.
I think we know.
Lowercase X 420. Signing out. Piece of garbage.
Wow.
Well, that wasn't really a question.
No, it was more just a threat, like a hard threat.
That was.
He's in jail, right, Guido? What happened?
No, he just the cops. He just stood really still in my backyard, and the cops couldn't find him. And I was like, "He's right there." And they're like, "We don't see anything, man." And then they walked.
And then
away.
Remember, he ran back through the house.
Yeah, he like signed out.
I'm like, he's just standing really still, and it's not even that still. He's like old, and he's kind of shaking a little bit.
Fiending for another crack hit.
Oh man, so he must not be in jail. I wonder if he's still standing out there.
Or else that was his one phone call that he got.
Well, beware, guys. Beware. All right.
Well, we're
going
to die.
For the podcast, I think.
Yeah, I'm a little scared.
Hopefully, we'll be back next week if we're not all dead.
I won't.
Maybe he just wants to come back on as a guest.
You
think if we have him back on that he won't kill us?
Yeah, maybe he could tell his side of the story.
If we do that, I'm going to come over just to make sure he doesn't kill you.
I can't wait to hear the other side of I lost a game to my wife and decapitated her.
Oh, Esther. Wasn't that her name, Esther?
I think so. It sounds like a good old wife name.
I'm sure we'll have a good laugh.
All right, guys, let's wrap it up. We went a little bit long this week.
It's all good. Yeah.
It was a good one.
Plugs.
I'll do the mumble. Getamumblebox.com.
Get a mumblebox.
Get the website.
Mumblebox.com. Get a mumble server. You get a 6-person server. You get a 30-person server. We have a 30-person server, I think, costs me like $4.75 a month. Plus, you'll get an additional 20% off if you enter Just Okay in the promo code as you check out. And, support them, and you'll be supporting us. That'd be cool.
Or
Mumbleboxes.com.
Whatever.
No, that's not how you sell stuff.
Oh, sorry. Shit.
They'll pull you, incompetent fool.
Or support their direct competitor. Either way.
All right. What other plugs we got?
The other way is Bing, that you can follow Bing. Us is, Bing. Oh, forgot to plug the Bing promo. You can follow us at JustOKGamers on Twitter. You can email us at JustOKGamers@gmail.com. Hit us up on Facebook at JustOKGamers, and we are on Google Plus also at JustOKGamers.
Sweet. So justokgamers.@ and then whatever social media thing you ever do. We're just okay gamers. Easy. You can find us. You stupid idiots.
Just bing it.
Yeah, just bing it.
Bing it.
Google.com/bing.
All right. That's it. Farewell. Thanks for listening.
Bye, guys. Bye.
Oh, wait. Next week, Nasty won't be here. We'll probably be recording early, so you might get like a Wednesday podcast. Yeah.
Watch out.
Because Tuesday is the only day I can do it. Is that good with you guys?
It's good with us. Are we debating this on the
recording? I'm glad that we're doing testing. Yeah, we're doing this on recording.
Yeah, we are.
We want the audience to really be a part of this.
Okay. Farewell. Bye.